And we are bringing a little East Coast flavor to the scoop here today as we're joined by Vikings fan Mike Hurton, who is, like I said, on the East Coast, so a fan of some of the teams out in the Boston area, but a diehard Vikings fan as they get. So looking forward to talking to Mike and getting some of his thoughts on the Vikings offseason. Mike, thanks for joining the scoop.
Seth, how's it going, man?
Not too bad. I'm a little worried after the Philadelphia Eagles bolstering their defensive line, which was, I think, the big reason that the Vikings lost in the NFC title game. But it just goes to show you the rich usually do get richer, and the Eagles certainly are the latest team to be able to do that. Why don't we dive in? Biggest question mark for the Vikings heading into the offseason is the quarterback spot. And I know you and I have talked extensively about this because, well, it seems like there's a new rumor every day.
Yes, sir.
As to where the Vikings should go with quarterback, who do you think gives the Vikings the best chance? Do they go with Kirk Cousins, Case Keenum, Teddy Bridgewater, Sam Bradford, or otherwise? Who do you think gives the Vikings the best chance to get back to the NFC title game next year?
The best chance, I would have to say, my heart, I love Teddy. Love the guy. I think somewhere else he's going to develop into a great franchise quarterback. But with our current window, as we saw with the Seahawks now unloading all of these pieces, Richard Sherman's next, maybe even Earl Thomas. So we got to keep the stability, keep the window open. I'm all in on Kirk, but at the right price. Definitely has to be at the right price.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to see what the contract ends up being. I've heard rumors, and I know I've shared these with you as well, rumors anywhere from taking less at $25 million a season to a three-year $91 million contract that was basically just needed to be signed. That rumor now has, it turns out, come to be false. Nonetheless, there are two very interesting ways to approach this situation for the Vikings. They could either go the route of you pay less for a quarterback, and then you you use all the cap money that you have in order to build resources around the quarterback, and then you win that way. That is the way that the Eagles are doing things right now. But, and this is an interesting comparison that I literally just thought of. I don't know where it came from, but the Eagles are going to get to the exact same point that the Seahawks are in right now. They have put all this money around their quarterback, who was on a rookie deal, so cheap. And then when the quarterback gets his payday, well, then you have to pull from elsewhere to be able to fill the salary cap spot. So I think give Cousins his payday because then you're dealing with it now as opposed to having to deal with it later. But other than that, Cousins is good. Cousins is a good quarterback. So what are some of the things, Mike, that you like most about the potential to add Cousins to this roster?
I know Kirk gets a lot of the, he's had the talent or whatever. I mean, he had Sean McVay, blah, 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 but he hasn't had John DeFilippo. And what we've seen from John DeFilippo is his ability to work with a quarterback's strength. He did it with Nick Foles. He sat him right down as soon as Wentz got injured and said, listen, tell me what your strengths are. We'll cater this offense towards you, unlike what we've had previously in North Turner, forcing Teddy to go into his system and say, nope, seven set dropbacks, this is what you're going to do, that's it. And I just feel like what DeFlip is going to do with Kirk is he's going to sit him down, get him comfortable, say, listen, we got probably the best wide receiver duo in the league and Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen. We have a young stud running back in Dalvin Cook. We have a solid offensive line, and we have a great defense. This doesn't have to be all you. Just play within yourself.
Yeah, that's a great point, too, with he doesn't have to do everything. The Washington defense, not terrible by any stretch, but they weren't great. I mean,
yeah, they definitely weren't.
You see the numbers that Cousins put up throughout the season. This, I think, is the stat that just blows my mind the most. In the Vikings' 57-year history, they have had three quarterbacks who have thrown for, and I realize now as I'm saying this, I introduced it in the wrong order, but oh well. Three quarterbacks in their history that have thrown for 4,000 yards, 25 touchdowns, and had an interception rate, interception percentage of 2.5% or less. And Kirk Cousins has done that his three seasons as a starter. So
it's crazy.
It shows you he's a proven commodity. And I just looking at some other things here, you look at the other options, and I know we've discussed that we are both our fans of Teddy Bridgewater, but it comes down to I want to look at a tweet from Adam Patrick, who's another good follow on Twitter, and he had this to say, which I think sums it up perfectly. Take away the money and the names, and the Vikings quarterback choices are, number one, a quarterback who has played one good season in 6 years. Number two, a quarterback coming off of a severe knee injury and hasn't started a game in two seasons. Number three, a quarterback who has only played in 47% of games since 2013 because of his degenerative knees. Or quarterback four, quarterback who has thrown for at least 4,000 yards and 25 touchdowns in each of the last three seasons. So that it's pretty telling when you look at it that way, but I know the money is a big part of it, but at the same time, we have been clamoring for consistent production, and I'm guilty of it too. I'm sure you have done the same. We've been clamoring for consistent production, and now we get the opportunity to get that, and nobody wants it. It's insane.
Vikings fandom. Our fan base is just so divided, man. Like, oh, it's crazy. I mean, I don't know if other fan bases are like this, but I feel like we have so much indecisiveness split within our fan base of all these different factions. Like, why can't we just all agree on one thing that's best for the team, and that is finding a stable quarterback? And this is the first time this never happened. Only time this happened was with Peyton Manning. And I mean, obviously, Peyton Manning is Peyton Manning, but you never see this happen. It is so rare. And we can finally give us some stability at the position that we have, like you said, been clamoring for years.
And it's just, it's something that I think we're all very excited to just have done. Get somebody, get it done, and then we can move on to free agency and otherwise. But I think we're in pretty solid agreement as to not only would Cousins come here and do well, but the Vikings would not be impeded from doing things that they wanted to do in terms of extensions. I mean, would they be able to spend money in free agency? Not necessarily. But if you look at the amount of cap room that they have, and let's just put $30 million as the cap hit for Cousins. You still have, you know, $23, $24 million this year. You cut Sharif Floyd, you've got $30. You do
restructure Murray, too.
Yes, you do. You restructure Latavius. You can restructure a couple of other guys, too. Kyle Rudolph, potentially. You do all of those moves. You do one of the extensions this offseason, you can still fill holes with the rest of that money. And they'll draft some guys, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But they have the ability to do it. And I know with you being a fan of the teams in the Boston area, so the Red Sox, which I am as well, over here in Minnesota, the Twins have been kind of in this exact same situation, it seems like, for eternity, where, well, they don't ever spend any money. And then when they do, it's like, oh, that's not really a worthwhile signing. Come on. it's just, you can't make it up, but
yeah,
thankfully we only have another week, to be, looking at potential rumors, for free agents, but, just looking, Mike, at some of the areas that this team, would be looking to improve. Let's start off, just with some general needs heading into both free agency and the draft. What are some of the biggest areas that you think the Vikings will need to improve in both the draft and free agency?
All right, well, I have down here in my notes, I got quarterback. Well, I had scenarios written down, and just because we're Vikings fans, none of the above options that we discussed would happen, and we'd head into the draft with zero idea of who the hell our quarterback is going to be, so I put quarterback on there. I got tackle, guard, defensive tackle, cornerback, and then a defensive end.
Okay. Yeah, I think both the offensive and defensive line could stand to have a little bit of an upgrade. And I think you just have some just overall depth at some other areas. I've seen a couple of Vikings accounts that I follow and that you follow as well that have looked at the potential of adding a burner receiver like a Taylor Gabriel. Tyler Carmer on Twitter has been kind of clamoring for Taylor Gabriel, who I think would be a fantastic fit if they can make it work. This team is close. This team is very close. They got to the NFC title game for reasons. They don't need major overhauls, but it's all so dependent on what they do at the quarterback spot. Thankfully, thankfully for the draft, though, they can address some of those holes without really having to shell out a lot of top money. So let's look at the draft here a little bit. Vikings with the 30th overall pick in the draft in April, still almost 50 days away, which is a little bit hard to fathom. But Mike, just looking at some of the potential players that the Vikings could come away with in the draft, we're going to do this a couple of different ways. I always like to tell people, reach for your dreams. If you don't get there, that's okay. But it's okay to go big and really try to chase some things that seem like pipe dreams, but that could happen. And I know there are some guys in the draft that are really, really appealing to you that the Vikings might not necessarily get. Let's just start with those. Who are some guys that really impress you that the Vikings would have kind of a dream scenario to come away with?
Dream scenario. I got five guys down here. The first, he's a hot commodity. Everybody loves him. Quentin Nelson. The man is a stud. Absolute stud. I mean, I think he'll be a top eight selection. He's going to be an all-pro for 10-plus years, man. He's going to be unreal.
Yeah, he would definitely be he'd be a plug and play if the Vikings were able to land him. But let's go through some of those other dream scenario players that the Vikings could come away with.
Dream scenario? Let's say, because we're Vikings fans, we have none of the quarterbacks, none of the quarterback scenarios we just talked about. Baker Mayfield or Josh Rosen lead the franchise to glory.
I like it. Yep. I think then you get into a spot like the Seahawks were in with Russell Wilson. You have a young quarterback with a dominant team around them.
Mm-hmm.
Now they'll have to deal with that at some point later on down the road. But I know with a lot of Vikings fans, one Super Bowl is enough. Give us one. Yep. And then deal with the rest of it after.
We just want one. like pretty much the Eagles past dying for one. We don't care about the cap situation, anything else after. We just need a Super Bowl, man. We have been so deprived for so long.
it's give us one, deal with all the things that go along with that later. We don't care. Just give us one. We'll be fine.
Yep.
And certainly a couple of great prospects that could get the Vikings to that point if they come away with them in the draft. Let's go a little bit more down the realistic lines at 30. We as Vikings fans, we also have to kind of live in reality a little bit more than we'd like. So give me one or two potential prospects, Mike, that that you think are more of a realistic option for the Vikings at 30.
I've got a few broken down by position here, so I'll give you one from each, but or two actually for tackles that I really like: Mike McGlinchey and Isaiah Wynn, as well as Billy Price too. I mean, those guys would be, or actually Billy Price is a guard. I'm sorry, but Mike McGlinchey and Isaiah Wynn would be fantastic. They're both excellent run blockers. They have a nasty side to them. They're very sound technique. They'd probably be honestly a plug and play within our system as well.
Excellent. Yeah, those are some very good names. I know Billy Price would be reunited with Pat Elflein here in Minnesota, which would be a great way to go if they decide to go that route. He is dealing with a little bit of an injury, not a fully torn pec, but a partial tear, which is going to drop him a little bit. I don't think it's going to draft him too particularly much. But,
yeah, who knows though? Who really knows? I mean, last year, did we think we were going to get Dalvin Cook in the second round and Pat Elflein?
That's a great point. That is 100%.
You never know.
You never really can tell what happens in the draft, because, quite honestly, a lot of the people that are predicting what's going to happen end up wrong anyway. So.
Yep.
So we never know. We never know what happens. But Mike, as we wrap up the segment here today, just give me kind of your dream scenario, combining maybe a couple names that the Vikings get in free agency, and the top player that you'd like them to draft at 30. Wrap it all up into one. What would be the dream scenario for you for the Vikings for this offseason?
The dream scenario is that the Minnesota Vikings sign Kirk Cousins to a deal that's paying him somewhere within the $25 to $27 million range.
Okay.
A little bit of a team-friendly deal. Pick 30, an absolute animal falls to us in Daron Payne.
Ooh, yes. I'm fully on board for that. I think that would be phenomenal. Of course, though, with the fact that that we're still a few days away from the actual start of free agency, and then a month or so away from the draft, we're just gonna have to wait and see. We get the fun of being able to speculate what's going on, but until it really happens, nobody knows for sure. So. We'll see how it all plays out, but thanks for joining from the East Coast, Mike, to just talk a little Vikings football here today. We'll definitely have you on in the future, but until then, go Celtics.
Oh, yeah, go Celtics, definitely. Go Timberwolves, too.
Yes. thanks, man. We'll talk to you later.
All right, man, have a good one.